Well, we've talked a lot about health tech over the last year as the pandemic and lockdowns quickly forced people to start doing virtual visits and changing the way that they're certainly thinking about health. Caroline Witte is the co-founder and CEO of TIA. It's an organization that just raised $100 million in Series B funding to create a whole woman, whole life healthcare model. Caroline joins us now on the phone from New York City. Caroline, great to have you on the show today. Thanks so much for taking the time. $100 million in Series B, an absolutely huge funding round. For people who aren't familiar with TIA, what exactly is it?
Thanks so much for having me here. So zooming out, TIA is creating a fundamentally new paradigm for modern women's healthcare. And what that means is we are a healthcare provider at the core who delivers comprehensive healthcare to women online and offline that supports women's whole health needs, mental, physical, and emotional, support them throughout their lives from puberty to menopause.
And so let's talk about that, because when people think of women's health, they mostly think of reproductive health. But how do you move beyond that?
You're exactly right. I think part of the challenge that TIA has faced over the last 4 years of building this company is a mental model shift, redefining fundamentally what is women's health from beyond the body part or life stage, pregnancy, fertility, menopause, to care for 51% of the population. And that's really what TIA is all about. There's a reason for this. We know that while pregnancy is a very, very critical and important journey in a woman's life, one that TIA is investing in to support through our integrative care model, there are many, many other needs that women have that are all too often ignored that fall outside of your reproductive organs. We know that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women. We know that women are diagnosed with anxiety and depression at 2 to 3 times the rate of men. We know that diabetes and hypertension and endocrine disorders, things like PCOS, endometriosis, fibroids, these things are on the rise. There are so many issues facing women. We are not body parts, but whole people. And it's time that the healthcare system was built for us to serve us in all of our needs.
Caroline, as far as membership options go, you offer a $15 per month membership or an annual $150 a year. How does insurance play into this? And is the cost of an actual appointment supplemental to that membership fee?
Yeah, so TIA is a membership-based women's healthcare practice. What this means is women don't use TIA, but they join TIA. And it's more of a community-driven care model. Your membership fee covers benefits that go beyond what a typical doctor's office or insurance covers, chiefly things like care coordination, community events, seamless access to same-day bookings, referrals, and so forth. Once you are a member of TIA, the price which most women pay for Spotify and Netflix each month, you can actually use your insurance for all of our services, from primary care to acupuncture to mental health and gynecology. And we're very proud to have really reinvented fundamentally what is preventative healthcare for women and have done it within the confines of the existing insurance system that dictates access. And so we're really proud that we help women, really squeeze the sponge out of their insurance benefits to get the preventative health care that we know that all women need and deserve.
And so, Caroline, I want to talk more about your latest funding round, $100 million. That is one of the largest Series B investments ever for a woman-led healthcare startup. What does TIA plan to do with that money?
We're especially proud of the milestone, both for women's health and what it means for women in business, as you mentioned. So how we're going to put that capital to work. We're going to do three core things. First is scale our whole woman, whole life care model to more women in more places. Today, TIA is live in 3 markets, New York City, Los Angeles, and Phoenix, and we'll be launching in San Francisco and across the Bay Area later this year. So we'll be opening a lot more clinics in those markets and rolling out new markets as well, with the goal of opening 15 clinics next year and serving 100,000 women across our virtual and in-person care platform by the end of 2023. The second thing we're doing is rolling out additional services that better support women throughout their lives from puberty to menopause with a specific focus on the pregnancy journey, deeply investing in the preconception and postpartum care parts of this journey that are underinvested in, where we think TIA can have the biggest impact. And the third area is continuing to strike strategic partnerships with the leading health systems in every market in which we operate. Health system partnerships, like our partnership with Common Spirit in Arizona, is really critical to enabling TIA to provide continuous care, not only within TIA's four walls, but across outpatient to inpatient care through the obstetrical journey, labor and delivery, NICU, and so forth. We're able to provide a higher quality, more easily accessible experience by partnering with health systems.
Carolyn, just in the last 40 seconds that we have with you, every story right now is a labor story, and I want to know the struggle or ease you have had in attracting providers, doctors, to the platform.
Yes. So one of the things that make TIA really distinct is the way we actually hire, train, vet our providers. Unlike other virtual-only players, we are not a network or marketplace model, but actually employ all of our clinicians, which is really key for integration of services, clinical quality, and a continuous relationship-based care experience that we deliver to all of our patients. So we believe TIA's model, a full-stack platform model, many say technology, brand, experience, clinical practice, is really the right way to truly overhaul everything about healthcare delivered. Do it in a higher quality, lower cost way.
Carolyn, do you give those providers, those doctors, equity?
We compensate our providers competitively in the market and do that in the context of various legal restrictions that impact how we think about things like equity and so forth.
Okay.
Across different markets.
We're going to have to leave it there. Carolyn Witte, co-founder and CEO of TIA, on the phone from New York City. Thanks so much for joining us on Bloomberg Businessweek. This is Bloomberg.